And on the line now I have Paul Barnes, and he's the events officer with the Fingal County Council. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Noel. Thanks for interviewing me.
Not at all. There's a lot happening now in Swords over the weekend. Is this the first time, the first of its kind?
With regards to the Brian Boru and the Swords commemoration, 10-14, yes.
Okay. Okay. I mean, it's a great way of getting the community together, and the Fingal County Council seems to be getting more and more involved with the community. Obviously, that's a deliberate thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of our aims and objectives is to create and stimulate more economic development in and around all our events, and that's why, for example, we're coming off the back of one of our most successful Swords St. Patrick's Day, our Fingal St. Patrick's Day parades in Swords, which we had in excess of 20,000 spectators, but more importantly, there were 2,500 participants, most of which are community groups, from soccer clubs, GAA clubs, scouting groups, etc. And, you know, the buy-in from the community is absolutely essential for their events. Mm-hmm. It is the key factor on all events when we plan them.
Okay, now starting today or tonight, and give us an idea of a rundown of what's going to be happening over the 2 days.
Well, it starts tonight. We are advising people to come down from around 8 p.m. And we're asking them to come down onto the main street or onto Dublin Road, which is where Penny's and the Pavilion is. And we're saying come down around 8. There's a little bit of pre-parade entertainment going on. We're handing out a couple of goodies. But we'd like to get people down early. And then around dusk, which we're expecting to be around 8.30 to 8.45, we will start our Viking Fire Parade. Preceding the Vikings will be the Black Raven Pipe Band. And we have a couple of, the local youth service doing some drumming. And we have one of the Fingalian GAA Club have kids dressed up in Vikings. And then we'll have our Viking Fire Parade proper, where they'll be carrying torches. And we're expecting in excess of 100 reenactor Vikings to walk up the main street, where we will carry out the ceremonial handing over of Brian Boru to the Archbishop of Armagh, who will then it's said, he's dependent on the history, he's taken on to Armagh and stopped in one or two places en route, but he was handed over in Swords.
I didn't know that. Is that a definitive fact, or is just...
pretty much accepted that okay. He was handed over in Swords. He wasn't handed over at Swords Castle, because Swords Castle actually wasn't built at the time. He was handed over up at the Round and Square Towers in St. Columbus, which is about 400 yards from where we're doing it. But because the numbers of people we're expecting, we want to keep people safe. So we're doing it on the main street, mm-hmm. and we have a town park beside the castle, in which we're going to bring people in after the fire parade for a fireworks display for about 10 or 15 minutes, just to kind of finish the event, the evening off.
Okay.
With that.
It's a great, just to remind people, it's a great family event. Everything is geared towards a complete family entertainment, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's completely family-free. We've got great buy-in from the businesses and the organisations around the town. Everybody signed up to it. We've got great support from the Gardaí, who are an essential component of managing our events. We've got Civil Defence, Order of Malta. We're really ramped up for a good crowd, a good family crowd, good feeling of sense of pride of place in the community here in Fingal and in Swords.
Okay, and tomorrow it's run from 11 until 5, so there's a good list of stuff.
Yeah, we've got what is effectively our Viking village. It's you're going to have an opportunity to come down and see and get tactile and get involved with the Vikings, look at their how they make money, how they braid hair, how they do their wood carving. It's all interactive stuff. It's family fun, once again. And there will be battle reenactments, there will be falconry displays, archery, the whole thing in which we're trying to kind of get people down, get them involved. I mean, it's not just going to be a spectator event. We want people to get up close and personal with the Vikings, apart from the battle reenactment, that is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to get involved, try the archery, once it's safe, you know, have the falcon there, you know, have a look, put the falcon on your arm. I mean, it's all about getting the people down to the castle for the Swords Town Park beside Swords Castle for those 2 days. And that Saturday and Sunday pretty much replicates each day is the same.
And I think, Swords Park, it's a hidden gem in Swords there that not many people really know, because it is sort of hidden in the back there of the castle. So it'll get people to more used to it being there. It's a beautiful place to relax.
It's a fantastic amenity in the town, absolutely. It's there for the public. It is used a fair bit now. I mean, over the last week or so since we've been setting up the Viking Village, lots of walkers, lots of activity around the park, lots of interest from people. I mean, I've been impressed now with the amount of buy-in and questions. If you stand long enough in the town park with high vis, you end up surrounded by people very interested in what we're doing and what's going on. I think we're going to have a reasonable attendance for the event tonight and over the weekend.
Okay, that's 2 days of great fun and also history attached there, a thousand years with the Brewery.
Yeah, and we have commissioned, and we will be playing tonight, a chronological history of the Battle of Clontarf and how Brian Brew was handed over, waked, or whatever, whichever side of the argument in Swords. And that's going to be played. We have the street all word for sound. We have the town park word for sound tonight. We will be playing music to the to the fireworks. So we expect a kind of a decent atmosphere. One word of caution I'd like to give to our listeners that are attending the event. Be aware just of weather conditions, of the age of your children coming to the event. It's going to be dark. Fireworks are not silent, they're loud. They will make a bang. And just be aware of bringing kids to it and make sure people are dressed, wrapped up for the conditions. God knows. And it's sunny now, it's bright, it's hot. We've been in the park. When the sun goes down, the temperature drops. So just a caution to people. Just be aware of the climate.
When you're talking about children there, I'd advise people to have pets, not to bring the pets to the firework display.
No, the pets don't tend to react well.
Listen, Paul, congratulations to yourself and the County Council. This is a great event over 2 days, and I'm sure great activity over the two days. Thanks very much, Paul.
Thanks, Noel. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.